Let me see. I want to take a look at something else here because basically it's the same story every year. I mean, come August or September, whether it's boom time or bust, whatever you want to call it, there is never a good time, never, for students to find accommodation when they head to college for the first time or even return for a new year. It's always just a big, huge hassle. Eimear McLysett, am I right, Eimear McLysett? Is it always just a huge, big hassle?
Well, it was...
Thank you, that's very good. Okay, so much, I just want to say yes or no. She's from the dailyedge.ie. She's been there, not sort of washed the dishes. And Maeve to say, Maeve, you're a third year international relations and politics students at UCD. Wow, that sounds pretty big. You just found your student accommodation, by the way, as well.
Yeah.
Eimear, I'll just go back to you for a second, because, like, just doing the whole thing. Can you? Sorry, I'm making it sound really old. It was a slight time ago.
It was a slight time ago. It was the late 90s, early 2000s, when I would have been first looking for student accommodation. I can remember my first flat, when I did eventually find it, was £50 a week.
Actually, hold on, I remember. You were the one with the cows and the sheep and the field.
The countryside, so,
no,
yes.
No, it wasn't that countryside.
No.
It was just west of Dublin, nearly. It was Kildare.
It was Kildare, yeah.
Kildare.
So, originally, parents' home is in North Kildare, so commuting was an option. I did do quite a lot of commuting as a student, but obviously the optimum thing to do is to move into some kind of student accommodation where you're close to your lectures, you're, you know, integrating with friends, making new friends. But it was impossible back then. And it's even more impossible now. I mean, there's newspaper articles in the past few weeks have been covering this extensively.
Yeah.
There was one reporter for the Irish Independent went undercover as a first-year student to try and rent something and found it horrendously difficult. And I think the same tricks and lies and, you know, little slips and slides to try and get a landlord to give you the accommodation is still there.
What's the biggest trick? Get your parents involved.
The biggest trick would be to try and get a reference which says that you work full time. So you're the elusive professional that they're after. So professional on, you know, a daft.ie ad means no students. That's what it means. They just can't read. They don't really want to put no students. So the biggest lie, I think, is lying that you're a student at all. Getting somehow a letter or getting a part-time employer to lie for you and say yes. This is a full-time employee.
But surely it's a case of young families over professionals, professionals over students, and students over low-income earners.
Yeah, definitely.
Isn't that really kind of the
So students are, I mean, it's not surprising that they're on the low rung of the ladder because they don't work full-time. They're notoriously and maybe, you know, not very kindly labelled as, you know, house wreckers, or they'll destroy your couch, they'll, you know, burn down the telly or
and
whatever.
And did you find in your search that it really is a landlord's market?
Definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
What about you? I mean, like, maybe, like, have you found lately? You do have a place.
I do, yeah. I just moved in there 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago, and it's good. Look, you have a big smile on your face. Is it good?
It's lovely. I'm living a total lie in the accommodation I'm in. Two pillars on my front door, and I've got a lovely green painted door with a knocker and everything.
Where is this? In Dublin?
Yeah.
I mentioned earlier on. Okay, fair enough now. Okay, so you're at UCD and you're a third year international relations and politics student. How far have you had to come?
Well, I used to commute from Lucan every day. Geographically, it's not that far, but when you're battling with all the other commuters in the morning, it will take you the guts of 2 hours to get in.
Really?
Yeah, and the guts of 2 hours.
Are you talking M50 here?
No. Dublin bus. I'm talking Dublin
right.
bus.
Okay. Okay.
So we used to scoot all the way into town and back out to UCD.
Okay, so you have a place now and it's good.
It's fab.
Having what kind of search?
I started searching from about April, went to view as many houses as I could. Just wasn't happening. Something's up on Daff for 2 hours, you can guarantee about 50 people have made a call already.
Yeah.
I heard a whisper of a house going, I made a phone call 2 seconds later, went to view the house the next day, had the €500 deposit ready the day after.
And was it a daily commute every day for the first couple of years in college, but now you're not at home?
It was the daily commute. I used to couch surf an awful lot as well. I had some very kind friends who offered me their couches or their floor.
I did a lot of that. A lot of that.
And how long was your commute then for the first 2 years in college?
First 2 years would have taken about 4 hours every day.
Really?
Which isn't nice. The 2 hours home after the library isn't pleasant anyway.
And could you study on the bus or read on the bus? Or?
In the morning, studying on a cramped bus full of condensed, angry people who have to wake up early on a Monday morning isn't always easy. So I used to nap. But on the way home, you'd kind of get a bit of study and do a few podcasts or listen to a decent playlist.
And in those first 2 years, were you looking for somewhere else, realising your friends might have had a little bit easier?
On and off. You're pretty much priced out of the market as a student. You're expected to pay the same price as a young professional, but you're not going to be given the same quality and you're not going to be given the preference. So that was kind of quite a bit of a barrier I faced for the first 2 years.
Okay, but did it make you stay in college? Once you've got up in the morning and got the bus and got there at whatever time it was for lectures, did it make you stay there till 7, 8, 9, 10 at night because that was the best thing to do.
It did, yeah.
That's pretty good.
You wouldn't head home.
A forced prisoner.
Yeah,
compared to some people who just use the place and get out.
But you missed out on the social side a lot. So you didn't really go to the comedy debates. You didn't go on the nights out.
Yeah.
You didn't get up to any of the antics. I mean, I did
a good bit of commuting when I first, you know, when I was 18, 17 or 18 going to college. And I used to despise the bus, Erin bus that went down the N7 back to Kildare. So I would just stay in until the last bus and just, you know, go to friends' houses, stay in the library, try and sleep on someone's couch, anything to
and
avoid.
And dedicated student accommodation that you might have seen, are we talking about just unacceptable?
You mean in terms of the quality of it or trying to get hold of it?
Oh no, in terms of the quality.
Well, first of all, it was impossible to get because I think people who lived further away from Dublin would have had preference. There was people who were so savvy and they would have had, you know, deposits in 6 months in advance. The actual student accommodation that I've ever seen, the ones that are on campus, are actually fine. There's nothing wrong with them. I mean, they're very generic and they're all single beds and they all have massive, big, heavy fire doors and you have to share a kitchen with somebody who'll probably steal all your cornflakes and, you know, pour milk in the sink, you know, just leave it disgusting. But they're not that bad. And if you can get in, especially as a first or second year, I think they're actually really good because they're close to campus. There's a lot of support there from campus services. You're meeting other people. You have no choice but to make friends with the people you live with. So I think it's a pretty good option. It just needs to be more of it.
And the people you live with, you didn't necessarily choose?
Not if you're on student accommodation. I don't think you get to choose
who you live with if
you're in dedicated.
But I mean, I'm talking about your first flat, 50 quid.
My first flat, I lived with a friend and then I lived with two other girls who had come from Roscommon or Leitrim or something. And we had two bedrooms and the four of us slept in two double bunk bed sets. My bedroom was so small that lying in the bunk bed, you could reach out and touch all of the walls with your hand. That's how small it was. And there was two 18-year-old girls living in that teeny, tiny, tiny room.
You see, Maeve is smiling now, realising she needs to hear these terrible stories. Yeah. That makes her position at the moment
but
even
better.
But
it was fine. I think we stayed there for longer than the year. The problem as well, as a student, you don't want a 12-month lease. You want a lease that lasts the length of the college year.
Sure.
And come June or May, you want to be able to go to the landlord. I'm going home now to live with mommy and daddy and work or, you know,
go abroad.
Yeah, yeah. And then you lose your deposit. And that's another problem. There's no dedicated, you know, leasing system for students which suits the college year.
Okay, you're not doing it now, but do you think it is worse now from what you've heard?
Well,
I have
friends. I live in Dublin 7, I live in Stony Batter, and I've had a couple of friends recently trying to move in either in or out of that area, and they come, you know, August, July, August, September, you're battling with students. There's absolutely no accommodation available anywhere really at the moment. Like, you hear anyone who's trying to move into a flat, never mind students, it is not available. There's people queuing up, no matter how professional or how many, you know, references or how much of a deposit you have hanging out of your back pocket. It's just impossible.
Sure, but the commute took up half your life.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Hated it. Absolutely.
And the commute is just absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about you, Maeve, then? Like, your expectations now, living away from home, like, did you obviously you weren't stupid, but were you shocked about what you saw?
Living away from home, not at all. For me, I'm the luckiest of all my friends. Some of my friends haven't been so fortunate. They didn't live in ideal accommodation. They definitely don't have a room as big as I. Unfortunately, I still haven't met all my roommates. With just the hours I'm not at home, there's definitely three of my roommates I haven't seen once, and I've been in the house for 3 weeks.
Okay, I lived
in places like that where I lived with people and literally never saw them, like ships that pass in the night, and be like, who do you live with? Oh yeah, this girl, don't know what she does, see her occasionally, know nothing about
sounds
her.
Like a good thing.
it's not that bad necessarily. On the other side, that first flat that I lived with, that £50 a week flat, the girls that I lived with, the commuting wasn't an option for them. They were from Roscommon or Galway or somewhere. One of them used to have her parents come up and stay in the two-bedroom bunk bed flat.
In the bunk bed place where you could feel the two walls?
Where you could feel the two walls.
Okay.
So her friend would go home or go away for the weekend. She'd invite her parents up. The parents would sleep in one single bunk bed. She would sleep in the other one. And they'd all pal around together for the weekend. Her father would take the TV remote control.
All right, okay, enough.
Like,
that's just
hellish.
That's just
absolutely
nonsense.
Hellish.
And that is absolutely nonsense.
Yeah.
Obviously, you had no rules. You're a fool.
Well, I mean, people's parents, you're not going to turn around and go, sorry,
are,
this
actually.
Is my house.
You were. Just give me a break. Okay, now, let's take a look at your one then, Maeve. I mean, like, the classic question I have to ask in some sort is advice. And like, see, I'm looking at two happy people here. It all worked out for you, okay, Emer, fine. And it seems to be working out at the moment very good for you, Maeve, as well. It's not working out for a lot of people. So 51552 for anybody with... I'm not just looking for sad stories, but 51552 if you have some. Because it's pretty freaky. People get their kind of, you know... all the CAOs and all the rest, and the yeah. mummy and daddy are delighted, and you got your million points and all the rest of it. And then suddenly the world caves in, because reality, for instance, reality for a lot of people is wait a year, yeah. earn the money to be able to pay for yeah. it from now on.
Students,
it's a joke.
Students are thinking that the university getting there is on the in the first yeah. place is the biggest hurdle, but unfortunately now they're faced with the difficulty of finding accommodation. But there's a few little things they can do. I know when I was calling landlords, especially the ones in Rathmines, if you ask them and they say the place is gone, they'll more than likely have another place going.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those large houses that are being rented out by the older people, and they're now being split into smaller flats or smaller apartments. And you know what? If you're nice to them on the phone, they'll be nice back to you. Mm-hmm. They'll look after you. If you're a postgrad, or if you're a final year, if you let them know you're a final year, the more they think you're not going to be in the house and you're in the library, the happier they are. If you're a quiet first year who goes home every weekend, tell them. If they think you're not going to be in the house, happy yeah. days, they think everything is safe and sound.
All right, but like one thing that hasn't been mentioned here yet, and any of the stuff I've been reading about over the last few weeks, is the word digs. Now, for those of you who don't yeah. know what the word digs, yeah. I mean, I'm basically talking about elderly couples or single occupants or whatever, anywhere within a slight radius of the college we're mm-hmm. talking about, which can be all over the country now, there's so many third levels, are digs back?
They are, definitely. I'm working in the university myself, so I help students find a bit of accommodation. We've got a database. Landlords call us. They said, God, we heard about the student accommodation crisis. I have a room.
Hold on a
Will
second.
That help?
You're on the inside. Is it insider trading that got you the place you're living in now?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm the welfare officer out in UCD, so students kind of come to me.
Oh, well then, hold on. As welfare officer out in UCD,
yeah.
deferring college for a year, mm-hmm. surely you would be advising against that?
Definitely. Yeah. What I'm telling students now is, I know digs aren't, you know, the perfect situation, but if you think about it, you get up in the morning, you go to your class, you go to the gym, and you throw yourself into college life. You go to the events, you go to the debates, and you only go home, you're just looking for a bed. And if you hit the jackpot, the person you're living with could be a good cook.
Yeah.
You might have a proper Irish mammy who'll have a really nice dinner ready for you when you go home, and all you're doing is looking for a place to sleep. You'll get to know so many people on campus. You'll get to know people who live around the corner. You get to know people who live on campus where you just pop up for your cup of tea during the day. You throw yourself into college life and digs will be your kind
of
thing.
And they're massively, massively cheaper than renting yeah. any crappy double bunk bed room in Rathmines. Like, massively cheaper.
Okay, I mean, like the bigger picture in some ways, which is not necessarily that anybody's an expertise on, but just like seriously, like, you know, everybody access to better education, the proliferation of third level colleges and all the rest of it. Do you think in some ways that it's been just scuppered by bad planning? It has never been really properly thought out in terms of where are people going to stay and live.
Yeah, well, I mean, what we mentioned there about the on-campus accommodation, I mean, yeah. I know they can't build a room for every student, but the fact that it's so competitive and that people, I mean, Maeve said some of her international students are living in hostels or, you know, living in B&Bs and travelling crazy, you know, distances to get to colleges. It is a planning situation. I mean, I don't know why more student accommodation just isn't built. I know the land, it doesn't come for free, but there should be, you shouldn't be giving away college places and having people deferring those college places because they can't find. You know, Maeve said she's a welfare officer and she tries to help people. She's one person for how many thousands of people are in UCD. Like, it is, I think, a bit of a crisis at
All
the
right,
moment.
Let's take a look at the behaviour problem thing earlier, because I mentioned earlier that young families are over professionals, professionals over students. So students are pretty low down in some ways. Do you think in any way at all that, you know, I don't know, the students of the past have created a problem for the current crop of people?
Yeah, I mean, there's a stigma associated to it yeah. as well. I know amongst my friends, I'm famous for the one who just cleans up at the end of a night out. One friend came home. We were in his house having a party one night. He came home the next morning. He was away in Wales and he was like, I know Maeve's in the house because it looks like there was a party, but it also looks like nothing happened at all. A lot of the students do maintain the places very well because, yet again, they're not really in the house. They're coming home, they're having the dinner, they're studying. Definitely there's people out there who have massive parties, but on the whole, students are generally very considerate, especially if they live near young families.
I think a large part of the problem is the difference in the schedules and timetables of professionals and students. Students party during the week and they stay up till 3 a.m. on a Wednesday because they don't have a lecture till yeah. 2 on a Thursday, and then they go home at the weekend to raid the fridge and get sausages off their mammy. The other way around is the professionals are listening to the students partying until 3 a.m. on a Wednesday, ringing the landlord, and that's why a landlord doesn't want to have students because yeah. they don't want complaints from other tenants. They don't want the guards called. I've been in student parties where the guards were called simply because of noise. because people couldn't cope with it anymore at 2 a.m.
Maeve, what about you then in terms of, I presume it's the busiest time of all for college, is the very first couple of months for you, if you are this welfare officer. I'm not talking about the other part of what you do. I mean, the main reason you're there. But I mean, like from 300 yards from where we are right now, there is the famous, the Montrose Hotel, which is now a student hotel. How's that working out? What's it like? Is it, I presume, snapped up in a minute?
Yeah, it was snapped up very quickly. There was early bird rooms that went for a little bit less. And then there was, the rest of the rooms were snapped up. It's being phased up. More rooms are coming. They're being opened up in January. But students, yep, they're being snapped up straight away. I haven't got to pop in to see it myself, but it seems like everybody's going into it is very happy. They seem to be loving it. I don't know how I'd feel if I got to live in a hotel suite now when I was in college.
The dream. Emma, you were talking about like just what it was like with bunk beds and four people, and half the time you didn't meet them, and then you even had to contend
and living with strangers.
You had to contend with the parents. Here's one here, look at 51552. The problem is students won't share a room anymore. Self-created problems. Is there a little bit of people want their own space now? And like, I'm sorry, it's not a world of
space. I've been talking to a few friends this week about this, and I'm remembering that first flat and subsequent flats I lived with the sharing and the crazy bunk beds and three people. I've been in a room with three people when I was a student, you know, a set of bunk beds and then a single bed, and the horror on especially younger colleagues' faces when they never had to do it, and they're like, you shared a room with three people when you were 20. And I was like, yeah, but how else was I going to afford it? And how else was I going to live walking distance to the college?
I suppose if you, is that the first thing people look for, walking distance as opposed to even a bus, is it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
really? Okay. There's just a couple here that are very different. Look at this. I used to rent as a student in Phibsborough, and when you flush the toilet used to come away from the wall, sending the toilet water all over the floor. Same accommodation. My bed was wedged in between two wardrobes, and I had to climb through a little gap to get into it, and I had to share the room. 80 quid a week, worst place ever. Yeah. And then there's one here also in Dublin. Look at this. Stayed in digs for 3 years on Aylesbury Road.
Wow.
The landlady was wonderful, great cook and good crack. She couldn't have been sounder.
Yeah, you see, and this is it. You can hit the jackpot sometimes with the likes of digs, but as well, you know, we say students, they shouldn't be, you know, trying to find the most elaborate place with an ensuite bathroom and a big double bed. But if at the moment students are paying the same price as the young professionals, they're looking at paying 550, 600 a month.
But how can students pay that kind of money?
They can't. And this is the big problem.
All right. Well, hold on. The other big problem, I mentioned to you that like you had to come from Kildare or whatever and you had to come from Lucan or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, are there people seriously commuting every single day from Galway and Clare to University College Dublin?
I was in class with a girl who commuted from Galway every day. She used to get the train in.
Every day?
Every day.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's a kind of a portable study desk if you're on the train.
Bloody well have to be,
But yeah, I mean, as we were talking about earlier, there just aren't enough places. There's no cheaper rent. There's no subsidised rents for students. So what are they supposed to do? A lot of them take part-time jobs or full-time jobs. They don't exist either.
No.
So
My nephew visiting from Holland had photos of his mate's student's accommodation. It was rows of 40-foot containers stacked 4 or 5 high, I presume. Yeah, okay. Each had its own kit, toilet, bedroom and living area. Windows and doors cut into them and insulated. Colleges need to cop on. This is the way forward.
That sounds all right. I'd live in one of those.
Cheap to provide an on-campus. What about a porta cabin city? My wife and I have two rooms available if anyone of your guests knows someone in need.
There definitely will be anyway.
Yeah, you can put it on.
I have a spare room in the house I live in now. I'm strongly thinking about renting it out to a few students.
Really?
Maybe not. Maybe not students. Here I am now propagating the myth of I don't want to rent to students.
Yeah, I mean, like, what about the Montrose situation elsewhere? I mean, like, what about places that are kind of ghost estate-y type big building hotel-y thingies on the outskirts of cities that are on the outskirts of towns that have third level colleges? Could they be? Would they be? Are they being converted?
Yeah, I know. We looked at it on a slightly, I guess it's a more serious note. I know we had looked into the calling of NAMA properties. We were looking at NAMA properties and what the situation will be with them. At the end of the day, we just have to kind of make sure students who fight so hard to get into university don't have to keep battling just to get to the university every day, I guess, is the big thing.
I presume it's going to get worse over the next 10 or 15 years. If you look at the whole housing thing, I mean, like, you know, even prices have risen by 25-26% in Dublin in the last 2 or 3 years. Yeah. The rental prices, you know, 15% in 15 months and all those kind of things.
It's different in other parts of the country. Yeah. I know myself.
Yeah,
but
6-7% they say for a lot of places. But it's still up.
It is
and
up.
And those jobs you were talking about.
Yeah.
Were those jobs there 15, 20 years ago? Were people able to waitress and do all that kind of stuff and just make the extra pocket money? They were just, you'd walk into one.
Yeah, pretty much.
And now you don't walk into one.
No, you don't walk into one. Nobody walks into one. Yeah, when I was first a student, part-time jobs were the norm. Definitely the norm. And if you didn't have one, it was nearly like you lazy sod, why don't you have a job? Who's paying your rent? And your parents must be paying. I mean, parents, I think, I don't know what the situation is now. I think parents still end up helping out children, their student children quite a lot. But I mean, who can afford to do that either? So students are, I think, now working almost full-time jobs, if they can get them, to pay the rent and then not be able to go to the lectures, and it's a bit of a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
All right. I have a nice room and a bungalow in Killiney and can provide nice evening meal. Where would I advertise and how much to charge?
Yeah, if they got in contact with myself, even in UCD, so if they emailed welfare@ucdsu.ie, they let us know all the bits of information.
Welfare@ucdsustudentunion.ie.
Yep, that's it. And we can get that up on our database as soon as possible.
Yeah. And you can advertise single, like, rooms for rent on any of the property websites as well. It doesn't have to be a whole flat or a whole house. You can just advertise room for rent and then people go and look in that section.
That's Killiney. It might be Bono. I have shared for 2 years and wouldn't do it again. I hated the lack of privacy and having to sneak into a room and lay very quietly. There is an element. Have we changed? Have we got a bit more? Whatever.
I'm quite surprised at. I mean, I'm assuming that's a student who says they've shared for the past 2 years. Yeah. I mean, getting a place on your own or a double room on your own when I was a student was unheard of. Absolutely unheard of. Like, it just wouldn't have happened. You'd be laughed out of the place. Like, who do you think you are? You may as well go back and live in Kildare if you're looking for a double room on your own as a student. I think now people probably are a bit more picky. But I mean, if you look at that student accommodation dedicated again, that's all single rooms. You know, there's no double beds. They're all sharing. So, yeah, I think, I mean, you just have to put up with it for a couple
of years. Here's one that says, students should consider Homestay, the modern version of Digs. Check out homestay.com. Lots of families to choose from. That's from Yvonne. Homestay surely is Digs.
Yeah, it sounds like it sounds like a fancy name for Digs.
Are you Digsy in your thing? I mean, like, in anything that you're doing in terms of welfare, are Digs as up there as anywhere else, as a normal flat or an apartment or whatever?
As in, like, the standard-wise?
No, as in what you might recommend to people and what people are taking.
I would, yeah, because definitely I'd never want to see a student commute for a crazy amount of hours every day or defer their place just because they can't find, you know, a room in a house with other students. A lot of people with Digs, with older couples who've all their children have moved out, they saw their children be students and now they've got three empty rooms. Mm-hmm. So you'd still have roommates who are students. I'd definitely recommend it.
I think Digs is a lot more popular still. And I don't think it ever waned as much in popularity in other places around the country, places like Limerick, Waterford, Carlow, even Galway. I think Digs were always much more popular there than they were in Dublin.
Yeah.
But I think Digs is a great option, especially for an older teenager or someone in first
definitely
year.
Definitely first year, second year.
And international students love it. They get to meet a whole, like, Irish family. Sometimes they get lucky that they might show them around a bit. You know, they really
also, one of the massive things for people, especially if they're moving to a university and they haven't, you know, they're coming on their own from another part of the country, you have to then go and live with strangers who they're not your brothers and sisters. You can't say clean up after yourself or, you know, throw their stuff or throw a hissy fit. You have to learn how to live with their disgusting, disgusting, disgusting habits. And I have been through so many flats with people who, you don't know how they've made it to 18 without poisoning themselves because of the, you know, level of mould that might be growing under their bed or the disgusting food that they might be eating every day for 3 years. So, I mean, if you're moving into Digs, at least you're moving in with, you know, people who own their own home.
Maeve, you're wincing there, but you've obviously come across this all the time.
Yeah, I have, of course. I kind of keep to myself and kind of clean everything. My mother will tell you I didn't do that at home, but I do now.
It doesn't get better when you stop being a student, but you continue living with people. It's not being a student. I think it's just the human condition.
Okay, well, if people want to get in touch, or just in terms of what they should be doing, what's your address again?
It's welfare@ucdsu.ie.
And I presume there's a good USI guide, is there, to all of this? Or within the US guide, there's pages and pages and pages about what to do or not to do.
There would be, yeah. So we have one as well.
It's kind of a bit late now, isn't it?
Look, it's never too late. We've got students who are living in hostels, but if they move quick enough or if they look into Digs, a lot of the time the room will be ready within a few days.
And if you have your paperwork ready for a landlord and if you have whatever references they are looking for and have anything that can prove that you're a responsible person, you're going to pay your rent on time, bring it. You can't bring too much with you, I don't think.
No.
You can't be overprepared.
Right, and don't buy into the idea of students being crazy. It's a bit of a myth, really. Students are usually pretty good with the whole thing. Yeah.
They're in university to get a degree, most of the time anyway. So.
All right, well, listen, Eimear, thanks a million. Eimear McLeister, that is, and also Maeve to say, thanks a million for talking to us on the programme this morning. There are a few other ones there, but look, I have shared for 2 years, I wouldn't do it again. I hate the lack of privacy. That's the whole thing. People don't want to do all that sometimes. Anyway, get with the programme, folks. Needs most, etc. Thanks a million. Good luck. Take it easy, guys.